Welcome to Help Girl Out. I'm Rachel. Joining me today, as always, is my beautiful BFF Katie.
Before we get into today's episode, let's listen to a quick sponsor message. Today's episode is brought to you by Brush. Brush is an electric toothbrush that will change the way you think about brushing your teeth. With powerful sonic technology and ultra-gentle bristles, the Brush redefines what it means to have super clean teeth. It's like that feeling when you just leave the dentist, a fresh, whole mouth clean every single day. Our listeners get 15% off their total purchase with code POD15. Follow the link in the show notes and enter the code POD15 to get your exclusive discount and upgrade your oral care routine.
All right, let's get into it. We have a very special guest with us today. Katie, introduce us to the lovely guest sitting next to you. I wish I could be with you in person, but please introduce us all.
So this is my friend Nicole. We met a couple months ago at a Muay Thai class. You know how I've been really into that.
Oh, yeah.
And we just kind of got to talking and we realized we had a lot of similar interests and we've just been buds ever since. And so Nicole has been an avid Help a Girl Out listener.
Yes.
And so we thought, how fun would it be if she came on? And she has a lot of fun stories to share. So we're excited to hear them.
Hello, everybody. I'm Nicole. I'm going to share some crazy travel stories with you guys during this episode.
I am so excited, Nicole. First of all, thank you for listening and just being a nice person. Also, thank you for keeping Katie entertained because she went from being like, I don't really know how I'm feeling about my life to like, I love my life. she's gotten it like,
Muay Thai.
Yeah. She's like, you know, I imagine that next time I see her in person, she's going to like really kick my ass if I try anything with her, which the only time that she's ever seemed like she was really mad at me was when we were in line for a buffet. No way. We were eating at the buffet and I was taking my time eating the buffet and she was getting quite pissed off at me because I wasn't eating fast enough and didn't come here for the freaking buffet.
I honestly don't remember it happening like that.
Okay. Well, I just remember sitting there in my tight ass wetsuit looking like a goddess.
You were in a wetsuit?
We were on one of those boats to go like snorkeling and scuba diving.
Yeah.
And she was just being so indecisive. And it was like, Rachel, we can go to the buffet as many times as we want. Just freaking big. And she,
oh, yeah.
She came back with like three plates. And the thing was,
there's
like
everything.
A huge line too. So it's not that big of a deal. But it was like, just let, during the rush hour, like just let everyone get their one plate and then we'll go back and we can get whatever. But she was like,
she's like, no, I need everything now. I need to sample everything right now.
Katie really was like, I'm ready to get in the water now. But I was stuck between, am I satisfied with my buffet experience or do I want another round? And it's included in the cost of your trip. And we had been having some food issues that we'll get into in another program. But I felt like I was like missing out on food that I paid for, which doesn't make sense.
I was thinking, you know, we're on the Great Barrier Reef. We can go snorkel right now. Let's get off. Let's, you know, we already had like two plates. Let's go.
I would have thrown up if I ate all that food right before going in the water.
Well, yeah. And then you try snorkeling and keeping up with Katie's ass. She's just like free willy in the water. Like, oh, let's just go.
We have to do that together then.
Yes.
And I'm like, hi, where is the wave pool? I'm nervous. I need, this is really scary. And it was too much. But anyway, that's the only time that I've ever felt kind of threatened by Katie. Like, oh, she could.
Now this girl can kick so hard. My leg was like bruised from like the top of my knee to my ankle.
Oh my god, I didn't know that.
When we did the kicking thing.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. I was like, oh my god, she's like really strong.
Wow.
I think I have a picture of it, yeah.
Seriously?
Uh-huh. Oh my god, I had no idea it was that bad.
I was like, damn, now I'm tough. I got like the battle wounds, you know?
But now we like do personal training together. So now we're
So twice a week we lift with our trainer Alex. He also wants to make a guest appearance.
Oh, love him. Get him on the list.
He is like awesome. She's been consistently going for 3 months.
Yeah.
And like you know, just a huge progress.
Crazy. It's crazy. I'm like, why didn't I do this sooner?
I know.
Well, I am very proud of both of you.
Yeah.
That's, I feel like once you, if you get in a good habit and you can stick to it, then why not? I mean,
exactly.
I unfortunately am not quite there yet. And I'm also in lockdown. So I have to resort to doing little Zumba classes with my fiance and watching him jump around and trying to do all these. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Actually. Really quick side note. A few weeks ago, we were walking the dog to the dog park like we do every day. And we were home from work a little bit earlier than we would have been on this Tuesday. And there was a lady in front of the church and she was putting a feather flag out. Now, Katie, if you recall, I know all about feather flags because I've written only about 100 articles on feather flags of all things about, you know, these promotional flags that come in different colors and help you draw in new customers and work for all sorts of different businesses. So this lady was putting the feather flag in. I was like, I know that. And it was for Zumba. And so I was like, oh, that looks fun. And then she said, oh, come into my class, come into my class. And then I just offhandedly, is that a word? Offhandedly? I was like, oh, my fiance is actually really good at Zumba. And she took me seriously. And she's like, oh, come in. And I was like, oh, sorry. Like, we have the dog, obviously, and it's too, too early for us right now. But hopefully one time. And then Nick was all embarrassed. And he was like, why did you say that? Now they're going to think that I'm, like, some Zumba king pro. And I'm like, well, maybe you are.
My mom is, like, super into Zumba.
Really?
Yeah, like, she Zumbas every single day.
That's every impressive. Day.
Every day. And she's like this big, like so tiny.
And maybe like Zumba crazy. Maybe we should Zumba with her on like Instagram Live.
That would be hilarious.
Yes.
She's so down. She'd be so down.
I'm there. I just will get my clogs ready because I like to wear those when I'm working out at home. They keep my feet warm. So
the ones you put on your Instagram, the little like
blue
ones?
Absolutely. Are they Dutch? My Dutch clogs? Okay, my sex machines for my feet. It's fine.
They're beautiful.
It's fine. Beautiful. So going back to our Great Barrier Reef experience, Nicole, you have some experience in that same neck of the woods. Is this true?
Very true. My snorkeling trip wasn't as crazy because I actually went I went to school for marine biology.
Oh, wow.
So that's like the whole reason I went there.
I'm so jealous.
The Great Barrier Reef was like a calling. I had to go and see Nemo.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
I think this is the first time you're telling me this.
Really?
I know you did like scientist stuff, but I didn't realize that was your background.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
We have so much to talk about.
I'm
obsessed with whales.
I did like marine mammal rehab. So I worked with dolphins and sea turtles.
You got to touch them?
And seals. Yeah.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's why you were in Miami.
Uh-huh. I worked at the Miami Sea Aquarium.
Oh my god. Okay. Now this all makes sense.
Aquarist or whatever.
Not everybody goes to Miami for pit bull concerts like you would, Katie. Okay, so some of us have actual life goals to aspire to.
I didn't meet Pitbull or Lil Wayne or anything.
Let's be real. If it was a Pitbull concert, it would be me. And I would only be liking one song,
Hotel,
and it would be Hotel Motel. And I'd be, But
literally haven't seen Crazy until you see Rachel in a club and that song comes on.
We will match energies in a club because, if anything, I need to be hired to like start dance parties at weddings. Like that's like, I will, from the time the DJ starts playing until the place is shut down, I am on the dance floor.
Stop it.
That's my kind of girl. Yeah. Katie, wedding date, you can bring her.
I'm like a, I'm a chair dancer. Like I just sit in the chair and I,
I'm like a fishing for people and like a little man, but yeah, no.
A chair dancer. Wow, how prestigious are you?
Yeah, yeah. I've got the hands covered. I can put my head, but as soon as you ask my legs to be a part of it,
well, you can like just do that standing. You can be like one of those, like, what's that movie, Hitch or whatever, where he's like the Q-tips and you throw it away dancer.
That's so funny. I don't remember that.
You have to watch it. It's with Will Smith. It's so good. All right. So I know you did study abroad in Australia and Sydney.
Yes, that is correct. I did. I studied abroad from January 2016 to April 2016, the end of April. So I did about 3 months and it was obviously really amazing. And I loved every second of it. And I did some questionable things like almost dying on the Great Barrier Reef. But obviously, if you have a marine biology background, you should maybe be a little more inept while you're on the reef. Is that the correct term, inept? Or is that bad? No, inept is bad.
Like bad. Like you're...
I was inept.
Incapable.
Inept. You were not inept. Okay, that's the word of the day, everybody.
It's inept.
Fun. Okay, so when were you there? When did you go?
Well, I'm a little bit older than you guys. So I was there... When was I there? February of 2010 until... the end of June, so like 6 months.
Oh, cool. Okay, six months. That's a good like amount of time.
Yeah, it wasn't long enough.
What year of school were you in?
That was my junior year in college.
Okay,
so I graduated 2011. Yeah.
So are you like 30?
Yeah, I'm 31.
Okay, like Nick's age. See, it's all good. Yeah. I like to remind him of that when he was doing certain things, I was doing other certain things, like being in middle school, and then it just gets a little awkward, so then we just, stop. Then we just go, I'm going to pause on that. So you only stayed in Cairns, like you were based in Cairns, correct? Or no. Did you go around Australia?
I went around Australia, so the first week that we got there was like an orientation week for us in Cairns. And then my school, James Cook University, was in Townsville.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's where I was. And then we went to Brisbane and Sydney on like lecture recess or whatever that they call it.
So that's all in Queensland, though?
Let me refer to my map.
One moment, please.
Sydney is in New South Wales. Brisbane, Cairns, and Townsville are
in Queensland. All in Queensland.
Yeah. Okay. So Townsville is 4 hours north of Cairns.
Wow. Do they have a lot of crocodiles there too?
Yes. And we swam in this river that had them.
Yeah. Are you okay?
Were you scared?
We survived. I mean, a little bit. Like,
did they come up to you?
There was turtles that would come up and like nibble your toes, and you'd be like, "Holy shit, is that an alligator? Am I about to die?" But we survived.
A turtle nibbling your toes sounds like some sort of weird situation.
So like a weird situation.
Yeah, there is a lot of like looking back and like prepping for this podcast, I'm like, God, like, how did I survive some of this stuff? And like, would I ever freaking do this again? Like during the orientation week, there was this like travel day, like rainforest travel day. And you go and you're exploring. And the guide is like, "Oh, you know, there's these ants."
And oh, they have, not like, ants.
These butts that taste like green apple. So they're like, "Oh, everyone lick this ant butt."
Oh my God, stop it.
And I did it.
Did it taste like green apple?
Yes. But I'm like pretty sure that was poisonous. Like,
wait,
is that okay to do that?
Can I ask, how do you lick an ant butt?
Yeah, do you hold the ant up by like its antenna?
See, it's little like, so I have a picture of it because I was like, no one's going to believe me that I'm like licking ant butts. But you like hold the little ant like in your like fingers here.
Okay.
And, like, take his little butt and like lick it.
Oh my God.
She's showing us a scrapbook right now, and the caption says, "I gave it a lick," and they did.
It's like green apple. But I'm like, first of all, who was the first person that was like, I'm gonna pick up this?
I always wonder that.
Put it in my mouth,
and then they were trying to get others to believe them.
Yeah, it's like, oh my god, it tastes like.
Did it say why? Is it like a chemical?
I don't even remember at this point. But that was like one of the main things.
Rachel, let's add that to our
have to do it.
Yeah, next time we're in Australia, let's find these ants.
It was in the dane tree.
Oh, okay, in the dane tree. Yeah. Now, Katie, I'm also wondering why you're saying, I've always wondered that. Do you just wake up every day going, hey, I heard there's ants with asses that are like a green apple and I'd really like to lick it? Like, I'm confused. No, I just don't understand.
I meant like whenever someone does something really weird for the first time and figures it out, you know, like the first person to figure out that it tasted like green apples. Like, I feel like there's a few situations where things happen like that, and I'm always like, well, who was the first one?
Like scrambled eggs. Who was the first one to like crack an egg and cook it over a fire? And it's like, oh, it's delicious.
This is so good.
Well, I can think of a travel companion who may resort to doing things like this if the situation gets too dire. So
Rachel, before you hopped on, she and I were talking about that person and I was explaining the background.
It becomes part of your daily life. Like, you think about it and you're like, oh, remember that? I'm going to approach the situation differently. Like,
12 days could be so memorable and so
costly.
Yeah. That's very true.
Yeah, so costly. Okay, so you licked an ant's nether regions. That's cute. And what are some of the other things that you did that you look back on and you think, I wouldn't do that again? Because for me, I feel like most of those experiences for me during my study abroad have to do with goon. And I feel like yours are actually involve animals and adventure. And mine's just, maybe I wouldn't drink the same level of goon.
So I have like two sides, like things that happen like while traveling and just like situations. And then alcohol.
Okay.
I totally forgot that goon was like, that's what it was called until I heard you talking about it. And I was like, oh my God, I think I have a picture of me in like water, like slapping the goon bag and like drinking it. I'm like, oh my God, now. But so one of them, along with the first week there, we did like the club hopping, you know, as you do.
Absolutely.
And so I remember.
Wait, were you club hopping in Cairns?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know they had more than one club, but sounds great.
The Wool Shed is my favorite place.
Oh, I've heard of that.
Yeah, so you can dance on top of, like, picnic tables, and they have, like, a roof line thing where you put your drink, and you just, like, dance up there.
Like, wait, is this near Gilligan's at all?
Yes. So I have a
Gilligan's. Oh, I'm so excited. I'm on the edge of my seat. Gilligan's?
So we took the like Gilligan's party tour bus from one club.
There's a party bus?
Oh, we traveled only on party buses. I don't even know. It was like a double-decker open bus.
Oh my God, I need to do this.
And they had a foam party at Gilligan's. And we went to the foam party. And I've never been to a foam party before.
Oh, I love foam parties.
So it was just like a bunch of like 20-year-olds packed in a pool getting like foam on them. And so it was me and three other girls. And one of them dropped, I think it was their phone or something. So we're on all fours the foam trying to find her freaking phone. And then we have a photo of us and we're soaking wet afterwards. Like,
you
soaked.
Look adorable, though. I like that dress.
Thank you.
Did you find the phone?
I think so. I don't really remember.
Slightly hazy.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think we did, and then we went, where is this? It was like the ultimate party package.
Ooh.
So we got all these like.
And they're like, and you get a free drink.
Well, yeah, we have all these like free dessert and like free drink and like $5 off whatever. But yeah, the Wool Shed was my favorite place. there.
I love that. I'm just glad that somebody else has experienced the cans like party vibe, because it's so relaxed, but then you're kind of like, whoa, what just is going on here? Why are they giving me 5 free glasses of champagne in 1 hour? But yeah, why am I questioning it?
I have a great story about free beer in Brisbane. Okay, so the one story that like needs to be shared out of any story that I have is we spent a weekend in Brisbane where we went and saw John Mayer. We went to Byron Bay, and then we went to this town called Nimbin.
I've heard of Nimbin.
So we got to Brisbane, and I was dating this Australian guy named Tom. So I went with Tom and this other girl, and we go and we're going to meet Tom's friend in Brisbane and stay with her. So she was like at a doctor's appointment or something. So we were like, oh, let's just go to a bar. Well, they were like rung this bell at the bar and was like free beer and like filled a whole bunch of beers up and like put them on the counter. So I was like, give me all the beers. One would. Yeah. So we were drinking all these and then I was like, cool, you know, whatever. And then she picks us up and we go back to her house and we eat dinner and we have, you know, more alcohol. And then we're like, let's go out on the town tonight. Tomorrow's John Mayer. Let's go get crazy. So I got so drunk. I passed out in the bathroom in the handicap stall. My friend had to climb underneath and pull me out. Oh, no. But I was like still going. So I walked by some of the stalls and I don't even know how I saw this, but there was a credit card sitting on the back of a toilet stall. And I was like, I'm going to try this.
Oh my god.
So I go to the bar and I order like 3 margaritas or whatever, and I hand him this card and he comes back, he's like, oh, I'm sorry, it was declined. And I'm like, oh my god, what? And but he gives us the drinks anyways. So I'm like so drunk at this point that they have to like manhandle me and put me in this cab to take me home.
Oh no.
Well, the next day I'm reading back in my blog. I didn't even remember this. We woke up.
You put this in your blog. I love it.
We woke up and I was so hungover. They all went out to breakfast and I was like, I literally cannot. And then Tom's grandmother, I guess, lived in Brisbane.
Oh, no.
So he took me to go meet his 90-year-old grandmother. She didn't have any air conditioning in her house. So I'm like feeling deathly ill at this point.
Oh no.
So we're there and we're sitting there and I'm like, I'm not gonna make it. Like I need to die. So I sat outside for like an hour. Just like contemplating my life choices.
Yes,
and I'm like, what am I doing here? Like, how did I get here?
Like, I could have been at breakfast.
Well, it's just like, how, why, like, what, in what world am I meeting this Australian man's grandmother?
So hungover.
So that I have to sit outside. I'm just like, what is happening? But then that night, we saw John Mayer and bomb.
And were you sober for that or did you rally?
I think I rallied, but not like as hard as the night before.
Yeah. Okay. I've been there.
It's hard to rally to that extent 2 days in a row.
Yeah. Like, I don't think I've ever been that drunk again. Oh, well, maybe the tequila night that we had. Why I can't drink tequila anymore. But so a little backstory on Tom. He can sing and play the guitar. So he would sing me John Mayer. And I actually have it, like, recorded, I think, on something. But, yeah, I can't listen to, like, Gravity anymore. It makes me think of him.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He's so good.
He was, like, a really good singer. And his accent. Stop.
So did your relationship continue after the almost barfing on his grandmother incident?
Yeah. So we actually dated the whole time I was there.
Okay.
And then like a little bit after I came back to the States.
Wow. Okay.
I actually went and like met his whole family too. Like he lived in Cairns. So we went back and I met his parents and his sister and brother. We did like a whole weekend there.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you could always come back and look for him.
We actually talk every once in a while, but I am in a relationship now.
Oh.
For like 6 years, but yeah.
Oh, minor detail.
And he was, but he was like, you know, you always fall in love like in the foreign country. Katie and I talked about this.
Falling in love in a foreign country. Yeah, well, I think she missed her mark a little bit. I kept mine. I think Katie missed her mark just a little bit. I think her mark was slightly off.
Which time?
Well, I mean, you had your shot with the RACV man, and you blew it. You blew it. You just, the guy, because Katie basically single-handedly broke the car down. She caused this fatal error in the car because she had to blare that silly song.
What was that, cocaine song?
Yes.
Yeah, we went to
Phillip Island.
And on the way home.
5 minutes from home.
5 minutes out. And I'm like, hey, can I play this song? I really like. And it's that like Kanye remix song where it's like, she's on that coke diet.
Nah, I don't think I've ever heard it.
Anyway.
Yeah, same.
I'm like 30 seconds into the song. Nick's car, which was like new and had been like just worked
serviced,
on recently,
yeah.
Too. Just like breaks down.
The car was like, nah, this song sucks.
We went to turn and it was just like, no, actually I'm not turning anymore. And then we stood there, we had to get out of the car, we had to get over to the side, and then the man came, the RACV, like roadside assistance man came. And he seemed like a great candidate for Katie. He was attractive. He had a few tattoos. He was really nice. He was looking at her. He was like, hello, honey. And Katie was just like, I prefer.
For sure. But I was leaving like that morning.
True.
Get the digits. Shoot your shot, Katie.
Yeah. Shoot your shot.
I was waiting on a response from a cellar door handler.
What?
Come on, Rachel. My heart was locked in.
That's true.
I don't remember his name, but
a cellar, like a what?
Like that's what you call the people that are in charge of the wine tastings. Oh. They're called the cellar door handler.
Not a sommelier.
I think those are just experts in wine.
Katie, are you trying to tell me you forgot his name?
I honestly couldn't tell you.
Well, last time I was on a wine tour with Trevor, we talked openly about this man for about 20 minutes and told the other couple that was on the trip with us all about Katie and her crush. And Trevor was like, her unrecruited love. Morgan was his name, Katie. Morgan.
Morgan, that's it.
Morgan.
Which I thought was nice. I'd never heard it on a boy before.
Oh, Russell's best friend's name is Morgan.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Morgan was, like, super handsome. And it was, like, a complete, like, joke. I mean, like, if he would have gone for it, like, that would have been cool. But it was a joke. But
did you give him your number?
Yes. But we,
He was in it.
Yeah, he I think he had a, maybe even, he had a girlfriend or a fiance. He was seeing someone. But he said he was very flattered. So I guess that was it.
But I think that's, like, a polite way of saying, like, no, I'm not.
Yeah, I'm really flattered that this drunk American was really chatting me up.
I bet they get that a lot. Yeah.
Okay, so, like, I just want to lay it out on the table that I'm going to be really careful with my cards now, because I know that people steal credit cards, but, like, the concept of, like, whoa, I'm going to the bar. Is just so legendary, and it reminds
me. I don't even
me.
Know what came over me because I would like never do that.
Like you were really drunk.
I don't even know.
Like, it's
but
a different
what
world.
Even like made me like look over to that toilet and be like, "Oh my god, what is that? I mean, use that."
So what?
Restroom.
What happened with the card? Did you end up leaving it there, or did you take it with you?
Oh, no,
okay.
No, I took it. I kept it, and I'm pretty sure in like all my Australia stuff, like I still had it.
Wow.
Because I saved, like, a ton of shit. Like, I came home, like, there's, in my scrapbook, I have, oh, this is a funny story. Like, pamphlets and, like, tickets to places and receipts.
This is so cute. Like,
yeah. And then I'll ask you.
Yeah.
You two just keep on.
Oh, okay. So, in your school that you went to in Sydney, did you guys have, like, we called it O Week. So, it was, like, orientation week when you first got there. Did you have, like, a hazing thing that you guys did?
No. So, my program was, it was, like, a my program was like a third party program. So it was like a partnership program. So there's a company that like facilitates the study abroad program at the university in Sydney. So instead of just like directly enrolling as an international student, I was basically in a group with all of the other annoying Americans like that are here to party. So I was, so I didn't actually have, I had Australian teachers, but I didn't have other Australians in my classes. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Oh, how interesting.
Yeah. So instead of being like a partnership program, I worked in the study abroad office after I studied abroad. A partnership program is meant to be more of like a study abroad package. So it will include things like your accommodation and some of your excursions and things like that. Whereas like a direct study abroad exchange is basically where you arrange all your own classes and you basically go and like, you know, that's when people do more of like home. What's it called? When you live in someone else's home, what's that called?
Oh, like exchange?
Like a traditional exchange program. Whereas these third party partnerships are meant to be more of like a study abroad experience. So we all lived in the same like apartment complex. We had our roommates were in the program. But we had our first week, they had a bunch of different activities for us. So we did a cruise of Sydney Harbor. I think we went to the zoo. I don't know if they make that up. The zoo. We did like I feel like there was some sort of scavenger hunt, but I would use that term. Basically, I had no idea what I was doing because I was only 19 and most of the other people in the program were like 20 or 21. So I had barely partied. Like I barely knew what alcohol was. And all the others were, you know, they had all fake IDs and they knew about going out to bars. And so the very first day, we get there and we're walking around Sydney and it's like 100 degrees and I'm just like, what's going on? And then I'm like, oh, mom, look, there's a KFC. This is so cool. It's like home. And then, which isn't even true anymore because Minnesota's like gotten rid of all its KFCs. But anyway, my roommate, she was older. She was like 21 or 22 and she was a senior and she was basically just doing the program like for the experience. Like she was going to be done with school. And I remember, you know, I'm obviously trying to, you know, I don't really care, but I don't want her to think I'm a total lunatic either because our rooms were, you had like a bookcase, like divider separating like your bed. So you had privacy, but you still shared a room. Like it was open, you know, by the bathroom and like by the closet space and stuff. But then you had the kind of privacy with the partition between the beds. But so I'm trying to make a good impression, whatever. And we're walking around and then all these people start talking about how we got to go to this club because there's no cover on Thursdays. And I deadass was like, what's a cover? And then nobody said anything. And I was like, is that where they give you all your drinks for free? They were like, no, that's where you don't have to pay.
No. Okay.
$50 like, to get in.
Something that looks exactly like that. And I remember the sign.
What is it?
Victoria Bitter Flynn's. It was like an Irish pub.
Katie looks at a picture of an Irish pub and thinks she's been there. Okay. Sure. Thanks. Whatever helps you sleep at night. So basically that was my orientation week, was getting acquainted with the clubbing scene and finding my footing in terms of my friends and everything. But yeah, from there, it was just an uphill climb. But no, we didn't have anything like hazing, but yeah. Did you have something? Because it sounds like maybe you did, and I'm a little concerned for you.
Yeah. So I was enrolled in James Cook University. So I took classes. My two roommates were actually Australian.
Oh, cool. So
what they do, I guess, the first week of the semester is called O Week, and it's like hazing for the freshers is what they call your a fresher. So get this, we had to wear these hideous orange bandanas with our name written on them for the entire week. And if a fossil, someone who's older than a freshman, catches you without your bandana on, like to classes, to out to bars, everything, they will write your name in Sharpie on your forehead.
What?
Yeah. And did that happen to me? Yes.
How many times?
Just once. We were out at the bar. It was like the second to last night. And I was like, screw this. I'm not wearing this dirty ass nasty headband, which is actually cut up and in here.
Where?
So yeah, that was part of it. And then there was like this keg thing where they like forced you to drink.
Keg queen over there.
I didn't go. I actually got sick the first week that I was there.
Wow. I would have said that too.
Out of that, because I wasn't a huge drinker, and then Australia happened, and then I was like pounding drinks because that's
stealing credit cards.
Stealing credit cards.
That's literally me. Same. I was like, "Hi, I don't know what that is," and then I was like, oh, "Okay, this is cute." Now I've got people wondering what this silver bag of goon is, and I'm like, "It's fine. It's the budget wine. I've got it."
Yeah. So after Australia, we spent a week in Fiji and then went back to the States.
Oh, very cool.
Fiji's a whole nother... That's like... We'll get into that after this. So after I got back from Fiji, I had like 3 days at my parents' house. And then we were going to the Dominican Republic for my sister's graduation party.
Whoa. Can I be in your family? That sounds great.
Yeah, me too.
So I'm like chugging Cosmos at like 9 a.m. And my mom just looks at me and she's just like, are you okay? That's like your sixth one. I'm like, I'm fine.
Good. What do you mean?
She's like, what? Yeah, I like had a huge tolerance after spending 6 months there.
Yeah, I feel like I did too, and then I lost it all.
Me too.
Which is fine. I don't know where Katie's tolerance levels are at. Is it you can tolerate 13 glasses of wine and not 14? 14 pushes you a little over the edge?
It's a little over the edge. It changes like every time I drink, honestly. There are some days where I have like one drink and I'm like, whoa. And then there's sometimes where I have like four and I'm like, no, I'm good. So, yeah, I don't know.
It's been a while.
Yeah. Down Under just messes with you. It really does. But I think my low, like how you had that kind of low point situation, mine would probably have come on Australia Day, which is not really supposed to call it that anymore. But on the at the time, we were just like, it's Australia Day. Ah, it's a holiday. Mm-hmm. And we have the day off from school. We weren't really going to go anyway. It's fine. And it was so hot. We went to the beach. We were at Bondi. It's crammed with people. And we thought, what better place to have a drink of goon than in the McDonald's bathroom?
Macca's?
Oh, no. Yeah, in Macca's. We all went, and I feel like their bathrooms are smaller here. Like, they're just a little, like, tight sometimes. And all four of us were just like, I don't know. let's go into Macus and pass around the goon, because that sounds like a logical thing to do in these circumstances.
Oh my god.
That was, you like, when you said that you were getting manhandled into the cab, I like specifically remember that day. And everyone being like, hey, you need to drink some water. And me being like, no, I don't.
I'm
fine.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, them being like, yes, you do. And there were just these pictures that was just like an evolution of like me being really great and then me being like, I'm falling asleep at the bar. There's photos of them handing me water and I'm like, don't you dare. Don't you dare give me water. Which is funny because I love water. But at the time, I thought that if I drink a sip of water, it would interfere.
So what I'm learning is that you have a habit of chugging drinks in bathrooms of public restaurants.
I've been there.
I plead the fifth, actually. Thank you. That was a long time ago. I don't think you could pay me to do that now. Well, you probably could, actually.
Years ago, Rachel.
Ages ago, listen.
Like almost anything, if it involves drinking.
Listen, I don't know, but I'm a changed woman after Napa because I never ever want to waste a Domino's pizza again.
Okay, I second that.
So I saw that pizza sitting there in all its glory. Francisco heat, like melting on the street, and I just think to myself, what a waste. As we circle back to the buffet from the beginning, I hate wasting food. I hate it.
So did you eat all three of those plates?
Oh yeah, and then that's probably why I was struggling to float.
No joke, she was probably on the fifth one when I was like, can we please?
I want to get in the water.
Because we did the snooba.
Oh, okay.
And so then we hadn't been able to go snorkel yet, which obviously the snooba was amazing, incredible. We had a lot of fun. But then we got out. We went to the buffet. We were at the buffet for a while. And then I wanted to go snorkel before it was time to go.
Yeah.
Because we wanted to go on like the actual beach part too.
Okay.
So yeah.
I mean, we made it there. Did we not make it there?
We made it. We saw a few sea crates too. Did you see any of those?
A sea crate.
Yeah, those are like those blue sneaky things.
Sea crate.
Yeah.
A sea snake.
Where's your phone?
Katie, are you trying to say sea snake?
It's a little different than that. It's a crate.
Like, oh, wow, you've done your research.
K-R-A-I-T.
K-R-A-I-T.
Yeah, well, either way, I don't like snaky things.
I was like, oh, that's what I saw.
That's a sea snake.
Yeah, but it's also, that's its name.
Yeah, they're, like, super venomous. There's a picture in there. We saw one.
I saw two.
Yeah.
And then I kind of, like,
ushered Rachel over. Did they tell you, like, they'll mate with your, like, tubes?
Yeah, so they think, like...
Do not mate with my tube.
So when you're scuba diving or snooping, the sea snakes, you know, you have your air hoses and stuff connected. Well, sometimes they'll be like, ooh, that's a hot lady.
that's a sexy crate.
And they'll come up and like weave themselves like in your tubes. But they, like, tell you to, like, remain calm. Like, don't, like, try and, like, rip them away from you because then they'll bite you. And they're, like, extremely deadly.
Like, how much time would you have?
Not enough.
Oh, dang. Yeah. Okay, then I'm sorry for ushering you over to look at the sea crate.
Because, you know, I mean, they, like, I never had that.
They teach you those symbols, you know, to, like, show if you see something really cool.
Yeah.
I don't remember what it was. But, yeah, so then I see one. And I'm like, oh, this is kind of scary. So I'm like, what? So she's getting closer and closer to it. She finally sees it. She's like, books it out.
Let's not forget that this is also in the This is also in the like shallow beach. So I went the very first time that I went to the Great Barrier Reef, it was after Gilligan's. Okay. So I'm basically still really buoyant from 5 free glasses of champagne. And then I'm like trying to go in the Great Barrier Reef, and typical American doesn't understand geography. And I assumed that the Great Barrier Reef was like a tropical beach. And then I just kind of walked in and was like, hey. No, we were on a boat for 2 hours. We all were like laying on the seats, like you could have died.
That's horrible.
It was bad. We were so hungover, and then they basically, it was dark. It was like cloudy and rainy. And then they said, here you go. And we were in the middle of the freaking ocean, like nothing around. And they just said, jump in. And I was like, what? No. Like, and anyway, it was amazing, but to be honest, I really don't know how much of the reef I actually saw, because I basically was just clinging to the noodle for dear freaking life, and all my friends were like doing somersaults and like, you know, filming themselves on the camera, and I just had these, because they were giving out noodles to people who were concerned, and I took 2 noodles because I was actually concerned.
Someone finally gets to be in the Great Barrier Reef, and then they've got a noodle, and then they're put in the face.
A lot of people like had to do that.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not a loser.
I haven't snorkeled before.
Really? Yeah. See, that was my issue. I hadn't snorkeled. So that was my first time. And then my second time was with Katie. And Katie was, so we went, finally, I get my ideal snorkeling where you're on a beach and then you walk off into the water. But I was really struggling because the water was so shallow that you basically were supposed to like doggy paddle on top of it. And try not to step on it. So yeah, when Katie said, come over here, I thought it would be something cool, like a turtle. And then basically she put me face first with this sea snake, which I didn't even know were a thing until my father-in-law told me that they're in Fiji and showed me videos of them going up the wall at the resort. And I'm like, Katie, seriously? And I'm already freaking out because I really struggle with like breathing and snorkeling. So I'm already basically like, gonna die out there. Sorry, I'm coughing just thinking about it. Katie, you're like, I'm really struggling. And Katie is just like out. She's basically gone. She's like, what's that guy's name? Tom Hanks in Castaway. She's just out to the other island. And I'm like so much closer to shore because I want to be close in case something goes down. And then I'm like struggling. I'm breathing heavily. Like it is labor intensive. It sounds like I'm giving birth to a child in the ocean. Like I could just hear I can still to this day hear myself in the snorkel just going like so stressed, so scared. And then, well, Katie's friend was basically chasing stingrays and trying to, I don't know, swim on top of one. And I was like, that doesn't seem like a really good idea. And then we've got the sea snake. And then we've got just, I don't know, the huge risk of drowning. Then, you know, in the back of my head, I'm thinking about sharks and then Katie's. Jellyfish. You know, not to mention, it's really hard work. Is that the same being thing? That sexy in a wetsuit. Oh,
I don't know if we had gloves. We might. Yeah. Did we have gloves on?
Yes. Okay. We did.
The stinger suits.
Oh, God. And I cannot.
I'll show you after.
Oh. Yeah, that's on my fridge, actually. That's like the only photo of me that's on my fridge, which is really embarrassing.
In a stinger suit.
Yeah. Listen, it wasn't my best look. But. You know, we survived, and it was amazing. But after the whole sea snake thing, I was like, Katie, I've got to go. Like, I
wanted to see if the buffet was still running.
Yeah.
I was so hungry. She worked up an appetite breathing so heavily.
That's true.
Absolutely. I did work up a big appetite. It was a stressful time. Yeah. I don't know why that's so hard to understand. It was just. It was crazy, and it was just you know when you're doing something adventurous, but then eventually you're like, okay, I've just got to take a chill pill. Like I've reached my limit. Yeah. I had reached my limit of the day. I was like, I'm tired. I am ready to go lay down in this jungle room that we almost got into, but then we had to pay an extra fee because somebody couldn't be quiet. It was just all in all and a wonderful and scary time. But I love snorkeling. I would like to do it again, but now I'm really freaked out because of the whole sea snake trying to mate with you thing.
If you're snorkeling, you don't have any tubes, so you're good. They like okay. the like stuff that comes from like
they want your snuba gear.
Yeah, your snuba gear, your scuba gear. Like those hoses, you know how they're like out here around you.
Yeah. I still feel like it would be my luck for it to like that was the other thing with snorkeling. I couldn't figure out you know, I kept like coughing and feeling sick and being like, what's happening? And then everybody would be like, Rachel, you're putting your head so far down that the water is coming in your tube. Yeah. And I'm like, sorry that I didn't grow up as a child going to Florida every other week on vacation. Okay. Sorry that my only option to snorkel was Lake Independence. And you know that if you were snorkeling there, you would turn into seaweed. So just leave me alone. I'm a first timer.
It's like the grossest lake.
It's actually
is that good for a lake when it has algae?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Not like too much where it smothers out everything else because it can become like
so in moderation.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, yeah. Listen, there was a lot of things being smothered out in that lake, including my sanity. Especially because little Miss Katie was like, oh, I got a new piece of body jewelry, so I don't think I'm actually allowed in the lake. Sorry.
My belly button. Oh. So then I didn't have to be on like lifeguard duty for the whole summer.
You're like, I can't actually. I was like, sorry, you did it on purpose.
No, it was like such a last minute thing. It was literally like, I wanted to go get my ears re-pierced. And then my friend was like, you'd look really cute with a belly button. And I was like, okay, let's go do it. She's like, really? I didn't think you'd say yes. You never want to do things like that. And I was like, yeah, you know.
You only live once.
Yep. So then it got me out of, you know, a lot of, I didn't have to be in charge of like canoeing.
Or, oh, yeah, because you like can't like.
Yeah, you can't get wet. And those were like the most annoying ones to teach. I would rather teach like archery or outdoor sports, outdoor cooking, horses. Horses was fun.
Ooh, yeah.
But then poor Rachel literally got put on swimming for, like, the entire summer. It's supposed to rotate, so you should have, like, one water one, and then maybe the next week you'll have, like, one at tops, but usually, like, they wouldn't give you any. Mm-hmm. And Rachel always had at least one water one, but sometimes both of, they call them achievements that you teach. Sometimes both of her achievements were water. Oh, they'd be, like, swimming then canoeing. Canoeing then swimming.
And let's not forget that I was leaving early, camp early, because my school started back early and my dad was sick and we were going on a trip. And the last week, and they really liked me. I mean, not to like toot my own horn, but I think they really liked me at camp. I was probably one of like the favorites because I am a goody two shoes and I am a suck up. Absolutely. I will admit to that. But one of the counselors who ran the camp store where kids would come and get like their water bottles and stuff mm-hmm. and like souvenirs, she had surgery. So she was out for a while. And because I worked at a store and really liked that, they asked me if I wanted to do it, which that was the best. I would have worked at that store every day for the rest of my life. I really loved being in that little room and unboxing water bottles.
God. An indoor person.
I'm an indoor person.
Yeah. That was her job at the camp. She
was in the store. Oh, okay.
Before she was teaching like swimming, you know, in the cabin with the kids.
I don't know how you do the kids thing.
It was a lot of fun. But our last week of camp, I don't know if we talked about this in the other episode on camp, but we were in the haunted cabin.
Oh.
No, I don't remember. Not there yet.
Almost all of the cabins are named after like Native American tribes, mm-hmm. and then a couple are named after explorers. So cabin number one is Apache, and cabin number two is Blackfoot, and mm-hmm. they always have the younger kids in them, mm-hmm. the younger girls usually. And so she and I got partnered up for her last week, and we were in Blackfoot, which is the haunted cabin. Mm-hmm. And so we've always heard things about it, but like, I'm kind of one of those that's like, oh, maybe it did happen, but
you got to see it for yourself or like experience it.
Then we're in this cabin, and no joke, every night at about the same time, there would be a pounding, like, on the ceiling.
Oh, no.
But
no.
Yeah. And honestly, before, I think I was kind of like, oh, you know, maybe you guys are just, but no, every day at the same exact time. And there were too many kids where there weren't enough bunks for us. So I just was on a mattress on the floor right next to her bed. So we were by each other, and I'd like kind of wake her up and like grab her hand because I was like freaked out. And there wasn't anything on the ceiling. Like, we had a fan, but it wasn't that sound of like the fan going so fast. You know, it wasn't that, because there's only one speed.
Mm-hmm.
And then there wasn't anything outside, like a tree or anything, that could have been
absolutely not
touching it. So yeah, and that happened every day at that time. And what would happen was the girls would wake up, and then they'd wake me up, and I was like, yeah, something's not right.
Yeah.
And some of the counselors earlier in the summer had done like a Ouija board in there.
Oh, no, absolutely. Oh, you didn't know about
that? That was the...
No, why would I? I hate horror. I hate scary things. If somebody told me they did that, I would.
That was the...
What do you do?
The healthy
Ouija Muay Thai?
Where they didn't need everyone. You know? So like a lot of us...
Yeah. So yeah, the healthy week.
Did that in there, and it, they were like super freaked out. They said it responded.
Oh God,
and it
said
that someone had like
drowned. Okay,
no.
Somebody had what?
Drowned in the lake, and that was like the spirit communicating with them. Well, they said that they felt like three different presences, but the final presence, which they felt was older, they said was like really like dark and. I can't think of the word, but like sinister, maybe like bad.
No.
Great. I'm really glad I freaking slept in there when my beautiful house, my beautiful parents was 10 minutes away. What was I thinking?
I didn't want to tell you because I didn't want to make you like so nervous that we like couldn't sleep in there.
I wouldn't.
Well, probably.
Your soul is so pure that it didn't want to bother you.
It would have latched onto me.
No, the whole thing with the last week and me leaving early is that they promised me, Rachel, you can have whatever achievements you want for this week. Mm-hmm. So you can pick kind of your final like achievements. So, and I also did the newspaper because I'm a journalist, and basically it just consisted of kids like having this giant roll of butcher paper and then they color on it. And I almost always fell asleep during that. I mean, I didn't fall asleep, but I was so tired because it was a round the clock job and I was sitting there and I was just like, you know, when you're like nodding off and you're like, oh my God, oh my God, that was when I would get really tired. But anyway, I said I wanted to do the newspaper and like the store, like something like the little team building thing. They put me on freaking swimming and canoeing. What the heck is that?
Excuse me, wait a minute.
I hate both of those things. Like, I like them at a beach by myself, relaxing. I don't like them with a bunch of children who, A, you have to watch to make sure they don't drown, and B, they're trying to splash you. C, there's a bunch of daddy long legs and spiders everywhere. And what's the final part? The one counselor who I thought was so rude to me and was always trying to take advantage of how nice I am. And he was just an absolute, I couldn't stand him. He was so bad. He was with me in canoeing. He just went all day long. All he did was adventure. And all he did was canoe. He didn't have any other responsibilities. So he was just content to canoe all the way around the freaking world. Meanwhile, sorry. I didn't grow up canoeing, okay? I didn't have that luxury that I could just go out and canoe any time that I wanted, okay? I had to go outside and play make-believe and charge my parents $1 to watch my dance routines. And I loved my childhood. I never felt like I missed out on anything, except this guy really tried to make me feel bad for not being an expert at canoeing.
It's canoeing at a children's camp. Like, what is he?
Oh no, this was like we're in the world race for canoeing because he wanted to go all the way around the circle, and then he'd get mad if I wasn't like, you know, doing absolutely like if I wasn't doing the same exact speed.
Were you in the canoe with him, or did you take one with the campers?
Well, I'm pretty sure I took one with the campers. And of course, it was like the boys who like muck around and they go, oh, this is fun for 2 seconds. And then they're like careening off this way. Oh, I can't. I can't. Anyway,
it was stressful.
I was like, I'm ready to leave now. Okay. Because Rachel's over it now. Let's move along here. I was like, hello, I've been a really good, I have put up with that stuff on my plate. I have no idea what is in there. I have lost about 40 pounds because I refuse to eat.
You get so skinny at camp because you don't eat. But then she would bring a ton of snacks and it was great.
I would.
Yeah. When they tried to tell you you couldn't bring snacks in front of the campers.
I would die.
I thought, you know what?
Would be like, why do you guys get that? Rachel would be like,
we're adults.
Don't talk about my snacks.
Yeah, I'd be like, you saw nothing, even though I had a giant Rubbermaid tote full of snacks, but whatever.
Nothing's my bedding.
I just remember having so many of those little Reese's, you know, the little, like, peanut butter cups, the miniatures.
That's what you had.
I would die for some of those right now. No, I love the experience, but it just irritated me that guy. Anyway, we won't get into it. It'll start a war. But a few times I was like, basically they tried to guilt trip me into taking their cabins while they went and did other things. Oh. And I was like, no, no. Okay. I'm tired. I've got stuff going on. No, not interested. But anyway, I don't even know why I'm talking. I'm just thinking about that lake and I'm freaking out. Oh, right. That's right. The marine biology. I just can't. I think there's shit in that lake. I don't know.
Yeah, no.
I wouldn't want to know.
No. I mean, I would like it if I was on like a nice boat and relaxing for the day. When you're just taking care of children, it's like, this is really scary. And I'm just not interested. Sorry, my son he gets a little upset when he hears about mommy's adventures without him. He doesn't understand what life was like without him, which is true because I don't either. Katie gets a little annoyed with me because I act like he's really my son, which is true.
That with my dogs.
Okay, no, she doesn't get annoyed, but she did tell me to stop saying I gave birth to him.
I fully accept that because I love my dog Maverick more than like life itself. Like I smother him and I'm like, I just want to be inside you. I love you so
much. Whoa. Okay.
And I'll sniff him. I'm weird. It's weird.
You two, you should start a podcast about loving dogs so much.
I'm obsessed.
That it's weird.
Absolutely. I'm so there because people are like, are you upset about being locked down? And, you know, and I'm like, no, I never want to leave my house ever. I just want to stay with him at all times, actually. Thank you. It's fine. But, you know, obviously he's my really handsome boy and luckily he hasn't been very crazy, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And on my birthday, April 23rd, I FaceTimed with my sister and she has a puppy the same age. Mm-hmm. And she was saying that he's a little crazy in the Humpty Dumpty department. And I was like, typical cocky Rachel was like, oh, Mystic doesn't do that. My son does not do that at all. Actually, I've never seen him do it. He would never do that. And so then we thought for my birthday, because obviously my main best friend isn't here to go on a wine tour and, you know, get drunk with. So I thought, let's just have a few people over and see if anybody will come over. So we invited a few friends and we said we should have them bring their dogs because we haven't had any dogs over to our apartment and we want Mystic to, you know, get used to the idea that like he could have friends over, you know, a play date. Like we don't want him to get too territorial of his apartment. Mm-hmm. So we had a few friends over, including my friend Kelsey and her dog Kai. And Kai is a Cavador. So she's like a miniature yellow lab. Okay. She's, you know, she would be like maybe a yellow lab when it's like 7 months old. Like she's a bigger dog than Mystic, obviously, but she's not like a full grown lab. But anyway, then we have Mystic's sister over from the same litter who's really cute. And she's smaller and she's a little more shy. So we want Mystic to make a good impression.
Yeah.
So anyway, friends come in. Mystic locks eyes on Kai, who he's played with before. Like she was actually the first dog that he played with when we had him. Like, we took him over because she was fully vaccinated and stuff. And she was so nice to him, almost like a little mom, like, you know, yeah, just really nice and like let him jump all over her as a little puppy. So then everybody's in here, you know, where there's, you know, maybe seven of us, and we're just enjoying the day. And all of a sudden I look over and my little boy is acting like a bucking bronco and trying to hang on to Kai for all his life. And I am just like, oh my God, my life is over. My life is over. This is happening. He's a teenager and he would not stop. And poor Kai was just ignoring him. But it was really funny because obviously he's a sausage dog. So he's like really short and long. And he's like trying to hold on any way that he can. And she's just like totally ignoring him. Because his little feet, like he can jump up, but then he loses his grip. Like, so anyway.
Little T-Rex arms.
Yeah, exactly. So I spoke too soon. But he only does it when Kai comes over. And we're just like, what are you doing? Leave her alone, please. But anyway, I learned, you know, to just be careful there. But you know what? It's okay. He's a real playboy, is what we've discovered. And that's okay.
Yeah.
You know, we're gonna
live your life.
Yeah, we're gonna let that happen. So I mean, if Katie were here and she were to go on a walk with Mystic, I guarantee you she would pick up some men. Because the men are the ones who really get roped in. They really do. They go, they walk in their briefcases and stuff, and then they see him and they try not to smile. And they go,
Who doesn't love a loose wiener?
Yeah. Which, okay, by the way, what are our thoughts on hot dogs?
Like the food or the, like a wiener dog?
Well, I mean, obviously the wiener dogs are amazing. The food. What are our thoughts on the food?
I can't eat regular hot dogs. They'll make me sick. So I can only eat like the uncured pork. So like if any pork that I have, it has to be like uncured.
Is hot dog pork?
I think it's a little
No, it's mystery meat.
Okay. Yeah. I personally like the like fancy ones that it's meant to be, you know, like the $12 dogs.
Like with like, all the stuff.
There's a lot going on, or like the Cajun okay. ones. I like that. I wasn't ever crazy about them, but then my aunt opened up the Snack Shack thing in Alabama mm-hmm. and they have a couple hot dogs on their menu and they will change your life.
Mm.
So before I wasn't about it, but now that like kind of changed my attitude.
Well, that's good. I still am deeply disturbed by them. If there's one thing that I could get rid of in this world, it would be hot dogs. What? They flail around. They flop all over. They're just full of weird mystery. They're so gross. Nick always has one at baseball, and I'm like, do not kiss me. I cannot. We cannot. I can't look.
Do you have a food like that you feel that way about?
That I'm like, get it away from me. It's absolutely disgusting. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm trying to think if there's anything like I'm like definitely not. Octopus probably because it's like squishy and like why like tentacles like
I've with their had little things. That. I just love them so much I don't want to eat them.
They freak me out.
Really?
Freak me completely.
Oh
out.
Yeah.
They're smart.
They're so smart and they're strong as hell. So like, have you ever had one like?
I've never had a live one like near me.
So I used to work at the Aquarium of the Pacific in Long Beach, California. And they had
that's where I learned about the crates.
Oh yeah. They had a Great Pacific octopus. So like it's huge. She was like 30 pounds of just like solid.
Do you think she liked being there? Do you think she wanted to be in the ocean?
They like have so much stuff. They have all this routines where they get different toys and they get jars to open and all this stuff. So my parents were visiting and we had like an excursion with the octopus where we all could go in there and touch the octopus. So they tell you, you know, like beforehand, don't let her get a hold of both of your arms because she wants to pull you into her beak. Because we're feeding her at this time, so she's moving all it was my turn and I was like, oh cool, I've never touched an octopus before, so she's you know got my whole arm and I'm starting to panic because she now is reaching over onto this arm, so I'm like in there like ripping her off like freaking out, and they're so strong. Like, I'm, like, getting yanked into the tank. You. Yeah. And I'm, like, ripping her off. I had, like, hickeys from her suction cups all over my forearm.
There wasn't, like, a handler, like...
Well, the Aquarius was, like, over there, but because I worked there, they're like, oh, you got this.
And you're like, no, and I don't.
Full-on, like, panic attack from this octopus.
What was her name?
The octopus. I don't remember. But yeah, Psycho. If I saw one in the wild, like, yeah, absolutely not. It sounds
like she's got some Muay Thai skills.
Yeah, like, but there's, like, they want to, like, be on you in the wild, and they, like, have taken people's regulators out of their mouth when they're scuba diving. And I'm like, absolutely not. Like, stay as far away from me as possible.
That is so disturbing. I find them to be really weird.
Yeah, no.
They're like,
get out. I mean, they're beautiful.
Yeah, but like, cool. But like, 5 feet away, please.
Yeah, I don't know. And when you see the videos where people like put them on a boat and then they like squeeze through the tiny holes.
Yeah.
And then there's the one video of I think the woman who she's like, what is she doing? She's doing something with it. It's like a viral video, and then it like attacks her face.
Yeah, no.
Oh!
Yeah.
Well, like, why would you put it on your face, though?
Exactly.
Well, you're kind of asking for an octopus to bite you if you're going to put it on your face.
Yeah, I mean.
I've been bit by, like, everything.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, not a sea snake, though.
Not a sea snake.
All right, we've got hot dogs, octopus, drinking, credit cards. I don't even know. It's been a wild ride. But I think we need to take a break for now just to regroup ourselves because I've heard that things are going to get a little even more insane when we start really going into the sexiness that is wetsuits in Australia in particular. So thank you to everyone for listening. Nicole, of course, thank you so much for joining us. We are so excited to bring you part two super, super, super soon. Katie, as always, thank you for being my angel, my best friend. You're gorgeous. Have a good day. If this episode helped you at all, inspire some of your travels or things you might want to do while you're traveling, places you may want to go, Australia. Or if it kind of helped you be like, maybe I won't do that actually, please let us know. And any questions at all that you have about traveling to any of these places, traveling in general, any tips that you want to know, anything at all, please let us know so that we can help a girl out. Or a guy. Of course, we love guys too. So we are going to help everybody out. All right. Thank you so much for listening. We will see you next time.